That's what I'm trying to prove. You know, I'm not saying that they did. It's, you know, their decision to make. But I want to try, and that's what I'm on the field for, is try to prove that it was a mistake for me not playing earlier this year.
You surprised that you were calling plays right in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, depending on situation, you know, personnel and things like that, I was out there calling the plays, but depending on what the situation was.
Chase, do you know how many plays you actually played?
No, I don't know. I have the sheet and everything. I didn't add up exactly everything, but
roughly.
Between special teams and defense, probably like 50 to 60, somewhere in that range.
Did you come in with an idea? Like, I think my body can probably handle.
Handle whatever they throw at me. That's kind of my mindset when I came in. You know, your mind can, your body can, tells you you can only do so much, but your mind can always do more if you let it.
You said on Sunday that you had the Giants playbook still with you. How often did you take a look at that?
Actually, you know, I started looking at it more and more as the season went on, just kind of looking through it. And as I got, you know, calls from other teams, too, to do workouts and things like that, especially, you know, I still have the playbook from, like, when Spagnuolo was here. So when I did this workout down in St. Louis, you know, I went through that. So just to get like, terminology and back in your head and things like that, it helps out.
Chase, as an experienced veteran now, obviously you got out there for half already. How much can you really add to a big game like this? All the young guys on the D, you understand what a crunch time game is in Dallas. You know what that's all about.
Yeah. You know, just trying to be another guy in the, especially in the linebacker room, because, you know, we have a lot of young guys in the linebacker room. And, you know, between me and Bully and Kiwi, we can really, you know, just let them know exactly what it's going to be. You know, tempo is different from preseason to regular season. It's different from regular season to divisional games, and it's different from those games to playoff games. So just trying to let them know that there is a difference between each and every one of these and take a step up.
What do you see when you see Murray, who's averaging 5.5 yards a carry?
You know, I've been watching him from the couch, so he's nice, you know. He runs hard. His offensive line blocks hard for him, and the farther, the more yards he gets, the harder the line blocks. It's a lot of the same thing with, like, kick, rough return men and punt return men. The more they average, the harder people block for them because they think everyone's a possibility. So that seems to be what happens there in Dallas, is, you know, the offensive line really putting down for them.
You've been part of some big games down in Dallas, some big wins, some big performances from the quarterback. Do you sense from him at all some confidence going down there because he has performed so well there?
You know, I don't think it's just the situation or the scenario of being there. I think he's confident in what he can do, and we're all confident to rally around him. And I think really, you know, even though we lost, we're still a confident bunch all the way around. Offense, defense, special teams, I feel like we have the people in this locker room to get things done, and everyone knows what the role is, and they believe in themselves and believe in their teammates. So we got, you know, we have the chemistry to make it work. We just got to go do it.